When Spartan fans start chanting defense, I have a feeling interim MSU president John Engler steps out to grab popcorn.
Because?
Because John Engler only plays offense.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
People who remember John Engler as a blunt, pugnacious governor.
And before that, the same as state Senate majority leader.
And he brought that style back with him last week in an appearance before a legislative budget subcommittee.
He was there to ask for money for MSU.
But he came ready to fight over a package of bills that would make it easier for sexual assault victims to file lawsuits against universities.
Engler told lawmakers that they're getting in the way of settling the many lawsuits filed against MSU by Nassar victims.
And along the way, he tangled with lawmakers, with the ESPN Sports Network, and with attorneys representing Nassar victims.
Everyone just watching him taking on one adversary after another. ESPN has reported on allegations of sexual misconduct in MSU sports programs. Engler reminded lawmakers that ESPN is being sued for sexual misconduct.
He also said lawmakers could force up tuitions at MSU and other universities by changing the rules for filing sexual abuse lawsuits.
And he took aim at bills to change the statute of limitations to file legal actions. The bills would also allow for retroactive lawsuits, and they'd narrow the grounds that universities can use to claim governmental immunity.
He warned lawmakers they might be held responsible for higher tuitions or worse at MSU and other universities if they're not careful.
Your legislation would certainly probably do that. I don't know if it would force bankruptcy or not. I hope not.
Engler also suggested the legislature is being used by trial lawyers.
All of this from a man there to ask for money.
This appearance, a stark contrast to the typical deference of lobbyists and officials who show up to plead their case for funding before lawmakers.
Engler was a political legend for unseating a Democratic incumbent in the 1990 race for governor and for reinventing Michigan's school funding system basically by winning a game of political chicken.
Engler, brought in by the MSU Board of Trustees to navigate the school's rehabilitation following the Larry Nassar scandal.
And now folks in Lansing are just transfixed by the return of Engler and whether he's up to this challenge.
But Engler has been gone from Lansing for 15 years.
Two governors ago.
All the Republicans who remember Engler for guiding the Michigan GOP out of the political wilderness are no longer serving in the legislature.
Current lawmakers who didn't come up under Engler's tutelage, who didn't grow up with him as this legend, they were less than impressed.
But remember, this is where he started out. Engler went to the legislature straight out of college and then to the governor's office. He's figuring he still knows the Capitol and how it operates as well or better than its current occupants.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.